the college world has been rocked by a move by the federal government which threatens the ability of international students to continue their educations in the United States. It potentially affects thousands of students on the Central and South Coasts. If a foreign student is enrolled in a college which only offers online instruction in the fall, they either have to switch schools or go home.
It will impact students who are attending universities that have switched over to only online courses. If they're doing a hybrid where they're having some in-person courses and online courses, or if they've just reopened completely, then this would not apply to them.
James Gotcher is a senior partner with Global Immigration Partners, an Agoura Hills-based law firm which specializes in immigration issues. The Student and Exchange Visitor Program, which is part of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, announced the policy change this week.
In order to maintain a student visa, an F1 or an M, like Mary, an M1, you have to attend a certain amount of courses in person. And so what the government is saying is if you're solely taking online courses, you're unable to maintain your status. They had made an exception for the spring and the summer, but now they're rolling back that exception for the fall.
But even if an international student is at a campus with some in-person classes or transfers to one which does, a big coronavirus surge could still force them to leave.
If a school were to start by having a hybrid setup, and then there was an outbreak, and in order to protect the students, they said, we're going to all online courses, which happened this last spring. When they do that, those foreign students would have to leave the U.S. because they're unable to attend in-person classes.
And if they have to leave, they'd only have 10 days to do it. The announcement has created emotions ranging from concern to panic among international students.
It's been heartbreaking, too. A lot of people have made commitments to housing and other logistical commitments like cars and things like that, and they're facing having to potentially return back to their home country and break those leases or those commitments. It's created a lot of chaos and sadness as well. No one was prepared for this. It just came out of the blue.
It's already been a rough spring and summer for international students. Many were afraid to go home during the summer break after the start of the coronavirus crisis because of concern they wouldn't be allowed back into the U.S. in the fall. Now, as the crisis has grown, Gotcher says some students can't go home even if they want to because their homelands have closed their borders to people coming from the U.S.
That is definitely a concern. For example, India right now, it's very hard to get into India, even if you're an Indian citizen. It's quite a process. There are a lot of students that were and are afraid of leaving their safe place, their isolation place, and go back and travel right now, and others that just can't. They can't get there.
The immigration expert says if international students are forced to leave, it'll have big impacts on America's college system. They pay tuition at much higher rates than U.S. citizens at public universities. The students contribute 30% of the total tuition at public universities. It would be a huge financial blow for California's UC and Cal State University systems, which are already reeling from coronavirus impacts.
They're not taking jobs from Americans to just kick them out of the country all of a sudden. I'm having a hard time understanding what the reasoning behind that would be. Hopefully, maybe this was just a knee-jerk reaction that'll get ratcheted back a little as more feedback pours in to the administration. But it's really hard to say because over the last maybe 3 or 4 months, they've made some significant changes to the immigration system that have made it a lot harder for various visa types to come to the U.S.
So what advice is Gotcher giving to students potentially impacted by the new policy?
Right now, my advice has been to foreign students to just take a minute and let the universities figure out how they're going to cope with this. This caught everybody off guard when they made the announcements. While some universities may have been prepared for online only, this may change how they go about conducting courses in the fall.
And international students who opt to return home and take classes at U.S. universities, which are all online, will not be able to return to the United States until in-person classes resume. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.